Hello, my imaginary friends. SM2N here. On Friday the 30th of September 2016, this is my audio blog. And I'm on hold. Can you hear? This is jazz, apparently. The art of hold music, it's very important that you have to create a piece of music which is able to sound okay when it's presented at 8 kilohertz or 8 kilobits per second resolution, because that's how telephone lines work. So you have to be very careful when you're composing a piece of music that it will sound as no worse on one phone line or another. I wanted to talk about Octava 16, actually, on the subject of music, while I wait to be joined to my call. I received a very interesting question from Pilgrim Chris on Twitter about the Octava 16 website, which is, it's on WordPress, it's octava16.wordpress.com. But you can get to it very easily by going to www.octava.net. I don't think it works at the moment without the www. But Chris said, would it be an idea to have an area where Octavarists could upload their, or post a link to their October 16 posts as during the course of the month, as a way of people discovering other Octava 16 posts, being part of that community? And I thought that's such an interesting question. It's such a multifaceted answer that appears in my head. I can't possibly do justice to it in a tweet. What better thing to use than an audio boo to actually answer the question? So over the last 11 years that I've been doing podcasting, I've participated in a number of different festivals or communities, month-long festivals, things like Napod Pomo and RPM Challenge, and things like Britcaster. Well, you had this facility and you would post things, even the Association of Poetry Podcasting. In some way there was an idea that you could jump on and you could post the thing you've just created and find like-minded audience members. To me though, whenever I've done that, it's always ended up just being a chore. So I've taken that time to record an audio, and at the end I publish it to the whatever hosting platform I'm using, and it creates an RSS feed and off it goes. Preferably it creates a tweet as well. That's already a second step of syndication in many cases. But to then have to, now I've got to go to this other website and post it, and I've got to go to another website and post it, and I've got to go to Facebook and post it there, and Pinterest, and it just seems like a chore. I'm much more in favour of the one click. You hit publish, you hit send, whatever, and then it goes up on audio boo. Pow, a tweet goes out and it's tweeted. You don't have to write an IFTTT workflow to do all that. It's just done for you and it's just one step. So if it ended up being, for me, my experience of this was that if it ended up being I'd have to then go and remember to post somewhere else, then am I going to remember to? Am I going to be bothered to? I've just expended all my energy creating this amazing piece of audio. Or what I hope is an amazing piece of audio. And then publish it. And then I've got to remember to go and do this and do that. Twitter fixed all that. And that's what we've got. We've got the October 16 hashtag. That is how people can find other audio that has been recorded for October 16. Whether it's on Audioboo or SoundCloud or Anchor or any other platform that you care to think of. Maybe on YouTube or Vimeo or Dailymotion or whatever. Dropbox audio files, publicly posted link or whatever. All sorts of things you can use. But the thing that's common to all of that is the October 16 hashtag. To me, that is the fairest, the most open to all approach of how we discover each other's October posts. Absolutely, you know, the solution started appearing in my head, and I'm sure Chris is thinking of many as well, about how you could have, you know, WordPress authors and have an approval process and categorization, and, you know, let's have a tag for all of the day one posts and a tag for all of the day two posts, and you can curate and you can organize and present and represent and remix the content. All these things are possible. But for me, that becomes really complex, particularly when you talk about approvals and stuff like that. And you can, well, why did this post get approved and this one didn't? And you know, why did it take you so long to approve my post? And it just seems like a minefield. We don't need that because we've got Twitter. And if we didn't have Twitter, we'd have something else. But my own personal opinion is that we don't need to build that in a blog. What the blog does for me is, and this is what I think is really important, is to have a text-based place where everyone knows they can go to find the topics for Octava in text form so that they can just read it on the screen quickly, they can use a screen reader or braille display, text-to-speech, whatever they like, but they can simply get the prompt on that website. Not to have to listen to a boo that explains the prompt. And having a boo as well is fantastic, absolutely. Having boos that explain the history of Octava, and this excellent one about the copyright concerns that Pilgrim Chris has created. Stuff about Octava, that would be the stuff that we would put on the website. But I'm not convinced, from my own opinion, that trying to post and collate all of the Octava boos on that forum as well, or on that site as well, is something that I can really get behind. So yeah, that's my answer. Sorry, it was a bit of a rambly boo, so I shall tag it as such. Thank you for listening. Take care. Toodle-boo.